Online learning is becoming the new norm after the pandemic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Timmond Bates, visiting professor of education at Bard College, discusses how it can affect student learning.
The pandemic challenged educators across the world to move quickly toward models of online learning. As we progressed to a post-pandemic world, we began to study the issue. Will the liberal arts experience, inquiry and dialogue-based, ongoing assessment, and synchronous study live on as more and more universities operate online? Our research answers yes to this important question if we listen to what students say. In the last 3 years, we've provided a model of online learning which offers students the experience of learning in real time with diverse global participants in a liberal arts network of universities, choosing among courses organized by theme and earning transferable credits and micro-credential certificates. We've enrolled thousands of students from universities in Afghanistan, Haiti, Myanmar, Taiwan, and Ukraine, to name just a few. Students are responding to the online liberal arts model with remarkable results. Over 85% of students strongly agree or agree that online liberal arts courses improve their ability to examine ideas critically, their ability to evaluate arguments, and their ability to make sound deductions. Over 84% of students strongly agree or agree that taking a class with students from different countries enhances their learning. We're excited to continue our research into the online liberal arts global network model. Student voices from around the world suggest we're on the right path.
That was Timmond Bates of Bard College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.